Welcome to the Precision Equipment Podcast, where we explore cutting-edge advancements in heat exchanger technology and industrial equipment. In this episode, we're diving into a critical topic from the latest edition of Exchanger Express, preventing internal bolt failures and fluid contamination in shell and tube heat exchangers used in sour service. Shell and tube heat exchangers are widely used in refineries, playing a crucial role in heating and cooling process fluids. Among the various types, floating head heat exchangers stand out for their ability to accommodate thermal expansion and contraction. However, their performance and longevity depend heavily on the correct selection of materials and fasteners. In refinery environments, hydrogen sulfide, or H2S, can create a significant challenge. It has the potential to penetrate fasteners, leading to hydrogen embrittlement, which ultimately results in bolt failure. This is why the industry has moved towards using ASTM-A193 grade B7M bolts instead of the standard ASTM-A193 grade B7 bolts. The difference? B7M bolts undergo a special heat treatment process, making them better suited to resist H2S-induced cracking. Unfortunately, history has shown that using the wrong fasteners can have serious consequences. Over the past 3 years, multiple case studies have highlighted failures due to improper bolt selection. Take, for example, a diesel hydrotreater unit. Here, a floating head flange developed leaks, and upon inspection, it was found that grade B7 bolts had been used instead of grade B7M bolts. The result? The bolts sheared under stress, requiring a full fastener replacement and operational downtime. In an alternate situation, a crude distillation unit faced a critical failure when a single bolt cracked, allowing LPG to cross-contaminate with cooling water. In a propane de-asphalting unit, even though H2S wasn't initially expected, traces of the gas ended up in the shell side stream, leading to brittle bolt failure. So how can we prevent these failures? The solution lies in industry best practices. Refineries should always use ASTM-A193 grade B7M bolts in floating head applications, where there is any chance of H2S exposure. Additionally, 100% hardness testing should be conducted to ensure compliance with ASTM-A193 standards. A simple yet effective step is to maintain separate inventories for B7 and B7M bolts to avoid mix-ups during routine maintenance. Finally, thorough visual inspections during tube hydro testing can help verify the correct fasteners are being used before equipment is put back into service. At Precision Equipment, we understand that even the smallest component, like a single bolt, can have a massive impact on performance and safety. By following these best practices, we can prevent failures, extend equipment life, and enhance refinery reliability. That wraps up this episode of the Precision Equipment Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and stay with us for more insights into advanced heat exchanger technologies.